Blog Talk Radio.
Well, now it's Sunday morning, and I believe I'll go to church today. Yeah. I said it's Sunday morning, and I believe I'll go to church today. You see, I'm gonna get down on my knees. Oh, and pray some of these blues away. Lord, have mercy. I'm not gonna stay out late at night, fussing and drinking with my old friend. I'm not gonna stay out all hours of the night, cussing and drinking with my old friend.
Forget this Sunday or Saturday, whatever day you go to church, go to church. Some people may even have a church service this evening. Go to church and fellowship with your brothers and sisters and fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and the message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry and Church on the Phone. I would like to say a hearty hello to all of our UCA members and visitors. Okay, so right now, call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to call in. And the number to dial in is 646-668-8537. I'll repeat that, 646-668-8537. This is another powerful message that you don't want to miss today. So look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn. and just click on the link where you see the post of today's program, and you can listen from your computer. And if for some reason you missed the show today, it's no problem. Just once again, click on the post of today's date for today's program, and click on the link or click on my picture, and you can just listen to it from your computer anytime this week or next week. Whenever you, wherever you see the post of today's particular program, just click on it, and you will hear the entire program. Just sit back and listen from your computer and just hear the entire program. The title of my message today is Rejection, Rejecting God. Suffer rejection every day in life. Like, for example, when you when you're applying for a position on your job, but you got rejected. You try to pursue your soulmate, you know, your girlfriend or a woman that you might want to be with, or a woman tries to pursue the guy she wants to be with, but she gets rejected or he gets rejected. People are rejected by their mother, their fathers, husbands, and wives, and also rejected in their careers. You know, you wanted to get that part in the movie, but they rejected you because you wasn't quite what they were looking for. You tried for the basketball team, but you were rejected. You got rejected. I can go on and on with being rejected because rejection happens often, and it is very painful. No one wants to be rejected, not even God. But we reject him every day. We rebel against him continually. Sometimes we are aware of it, and sometimes we're not aware of it. But we seem to do it regardless. We're going to teach about how people reject God in today's message. You might find yourself in this message, so listen carefully. We're going to cover a lot of things. So really, listen. We'll pray, ask the Lord to help us to understand this message, and then we'll get right into it. So don't go away. We'll be right back and get right into our message for today entitled Rejection, Rejecting God. Don't go away.
Take a stand, and so silently you cried. And then you heard a whisper, "You are not alone. I am here to stand with you. I am hurting to be to me. Turned into
That was Sarah Palmer from Palmer Praise. Me too. Praise the Lord. This is UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. All true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask, O Lord, that you open up our hearts and our minds to receive the message that you have prepared for us this day. Let it enter into our spirits, our souls, our hearts, our minds. Let it be a nourishment to our body. Your word, a nourishment to our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and the honor. Today and always, help us, Lord, to wax strong in your spirit and to grow daily in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And now let's get to the message for today. Rejection. Rejecting God. What is rejection? Rejection is the act of pushing someone or something away. You reject something because you don't want it, or either you want something else or someone else, or you would just rather do something else. Rejection against God is rebellion, and rebellion against God is the same as witchcraft, and witchcraft totally rejects anything that has something to do with glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord makes it clear. He makes it known and he makes it clear that he hates witchcraft. He hates mediums, psychics, spiritualists, or spiritists, and so on. You know, it's not so much that he hates the people. He loved the people, but he hates their acts. He hates what they're doing. Leviticus 20, verse 27. A man or woman who is a medium or spiritist among you must be put to death. The Lord is serious about it. You are to stone them. Their blood will be on their own heads, because witchcraft is total rejection and rebellion against God. Why does God hate witchcraft so much? Because witchcraft is the rejection of God. It is idolatry, rebellion, magic. It promotes murder, sexual perversions, the homosexual transgender movement of today. Yep, I said it. Along with the abortion movement of today. I said that too. It promotes lies, unbelief, and deceptions. It is impurity and debauchery, hatred, discord, jealousy, which causes fits of rage. I'm talking about witchcraft now. Selfishness. It causes selfishness and selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and sorcery. Witches are those who consult the dead and do abominable acts. Yeah, you might even say, yeah, but I know this person that practiced Wicca, and that's white magic. It's, you know, it's white witches. Witches are witches, regardless. Many people, including some witches themselves, have no idea that witchcraft, in all of its many forms, is controlled by Satan and his demons in order to convert people into witchcraft. Satan wants to make them witches. He would want to make you a witch. a warlock, a Satanist, Luciferian, a Wiccan. He wants to move. He wants to move you to either create secret societies or join secret societies like the Illuminati, the Masons, Wicca, and other Antichrist religions, creating or joining false, ungodly churches, governments, and organizations, using magic, spells, and incantations, which is all a counterfeit of the work of the Holy Spirit. It's a counterfeit. The lives and lifestyle of these kinds of people is a constant rebellion and rejection to God. They are totally against the will, the word, the law, and commandments of God. Therefore, their punishment is the lake of fire, spoken of in Revelation 21, verse 8. Hear me, witches, your punishment is the lake of fire. So stop practicing witchcraft. Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. This is what you get when you reject God. The Lord said this to Saul. Remember King Saul, which is what he's actually saying. The Lord said this to him, but he's actually saying it to all of the leaders of the world who claims to be Christians. All of them, especially to all Christian pastors, evangelists, ministers of music, prophets, apostles, teachers, administrators, administrators of the church, and preachers of his word. We must all take heed to what God said to Saul, because it goes for all of us as well if we're not careful. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. This is what the Lord said to Saul, but he's also saying it to us. He said, "For rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry, because you have rejected the Lord," or the word of God, "because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." Don't have the Lord reject you. Don't allow yourself to be put in a place where you find yourself rejecting God, because he will reject you. The Lord makes it clear for us to stay away from witches who call themselves by other names, like mediums, channelers, spiritists, necromancers, healers, stargazers, palm readers, and so on. All of these people are in rebellion against God. They continually reject him. Psychics and all of that. That's what they do. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists. Now, this is the Lord saying it. For you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. He's commanding us not to do this. So if you continue to do these, if you continue to go to these witches, God will cut you off, as he said in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. I will set my face against anyone who turns to mediums and spiritists to prostitute themselves by following them. And I will cut them off from their people. This still stands today. God hated it then, and he still hates it now. Nothing has changed. And any Christian that stand up against all of these things, yeah, you will be targeted in this world and will be persecuted. But fear not. Be bold in the Lord, because God is more powerful than your persecutors. So don't be dismayed or even hurt or disappointed when people reject you, because this world rejects anyone who speaks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, almost anyone who stands up for the Lord is rejected in this world. So keep in mind that if they reject you, they are really rejecting God, and they will pay greatly for that if they don't repent. Matthew 10, verse 14 through 15. And whatsoever shall, I'm sorry, and whosoever shall not receive you, this is the Lord speaking, when you're speaking his word to someone, it says, whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Truly, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city, because they rejected your words, and in your words, you're speaking the word of God. So if they reject the word of God, they're rejecting God. If they reject you, just keep in mind that you are in good company. For example, do you remember Noah? Yeah, Peter called him a preacher of righteousness, but it was obvious that the world at that time did not hear him or receive him. They rejected him and got taken away by that terrible flood. Many will not hear you, but always keep in mind that when or if they reject you, they are rejecting God, because God sent you as his hand of light, reaching out to save them, to help them, but they refused him. They rejected God. Even Lot's wife, when the Lord told them to leave Sodom and don't look back, she rejected the Lord by disobeying him. When she looked back, and it was actually said that she not only looked back, but actually walked back, and the sulfur and salt covered her, and she became a pillar of salt. Genesis 19, verse 26, but Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt because her heart was still in Sodom. And Sodom represents the world. Let us be careful, even now, today, all of us, that all of you who's listening to this broadcast, be very careful that our hearts are not still in the world if you are a Christian. And then, of course, there's Moses. Moses was rejected by Pharaoh and all of Egypt. And, you know, Egypt represents the world even today. But they were really rejecting the Lord. If Pharaoh at that time would have hearkened to the voice of Moses and let the children of Israel go right then and there, then the Lord would have blessed Egypt. And it would have remained a strong, powerful nation in the earth. But Pharaoh rejected God and lost his entire army and his kingdom. The children of Israel also rejected Moses when they were out in the wilderness. They were ready to stone him because their hearts were still in Egypt. Therefore, they rejected God. Numbers 21, verse 5. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Therefore, this is what they said, wherefore or why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul hates this light bread. They're saying they loathe this manna, the manna that the Lord provided for them. They got to the place now that they hated it. When you reject God, then he rejects you. Therefore, that generation waxed old and died in the wilderness. But check this out. Their clothes remained fresh and new and clean as a witness against them. And the following generation, after they died, the following generation entered into the promised land. They rejected God. God rejected them. Remember when the Israelites rejected God once again as their king in the days of Samuel? Let's read about it in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 4 through 7. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, behold, you are old, and your sons walk not in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Check it out. They wanted to be like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Christians, hear me out. Christians, hear me. Be very careful in this hour, because in many ways, a lot of you are doing the same things that the children of Israel did at that time. I'm begging you, do not desire a king, a president, or any other ruler over and above the Lord Jesus Christ, our true king, because you will be rejecting God as your king. And that is a big mistake, because nothing turns out good when you reject the Lord or those who he has sent. Like Jeremiah, the prophet. Jeremiah was rejected by the king and the leaders of Israel when he told them, by the Spirit of the Lord, Jeremiah told them to submit to the Babylonians so that they would not be killed, the city would not be burned, and they would not be taken into captivity. But they would not listen. They rejected the words of Jeremiah, which means they rejected God. Jeremiah 38, verse 17 and 18. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you will assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, the Chaldeans, then your soul shall live. You will live. If you go ahead, go to them, you will live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live, and your house. But if you will not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given to the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand. They rejected the counsel of the Lord, and was punished for their blatant rebellion. Their city was burned, their king was killed, and they went into Babylonian captivity. Now, let's move a few years ahead. Let's talk about Jesus, who is God manifested in the flesh. Let's talk about Jesus. The Jews rejected Jesus out of jealousy and pride. They wanted to get rid of Jesus so bad that they even got to the place of lying on the Lord. They just lied on it. They saw how popular he was, and they heard of the great works he did, yet it never occurred to them to ask God who this man was. They didn't want to lose their stronghold on the people or lose their benefits and status that was given to them by the Romans. So they rejected Jesus. So here it is again, the Jews rejecting God like they did during the days of Samuel and like they did in the wilderness with Moses. They decided that they would have to do away with Jesus altogether. The Sanhedrin, these leaders, these Jews that was the leaders then, they decided that they would have to do away with Jesus altogether. So they took counsel. John 11, verse 53. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death, to put Jesus to death. So not only were they rejecting God, they wanted to kill God. And they were serious. They moved the Romans to put him to death, to crucify him. This rejection went far into rebellion, which means it had gone on into witchcraft because demons got involved. The Jews and the Romans wasn't even aware of the fact that they had teamed up with demons to have Jesus crucified, because Satan wanted him dead as well. The Jews and the Romans continued their rejection of God by rejecting Christians. Christians were persecuted by Jews and the Romans. The Jews wanted to stop this move of Christianity. Back then, they called it the Way. That was the name. They called it the Way because many people were being drawn to them. So they would send people like Paul to find the Christians in hiding and bring them to prison. Paul was later, of course, you know, converted to the Way or Christianity himself and became an apostle of Jesus Christ. The Romans didn't like Christians because they were converting many over to Jesus Christ, who they called king. But to the Romans, Caesar was their only king. Then came Nero, who was a Caesar. He was the fifth emperor of Rome. Nero is known as one of Rome's most infamous rulers, notorious for his cruelty and debauchery. He was so evil that he had his wife and mother murdered. He ascended to power in AD 54 at the age of 16 years old and died at the age of 30. He hated Christians so much that he sought them out. He sought them out. He had his spies to seek them out because the Christians went into hiding. They had went into hiding, so he sent his spies to seek them out. So Nero had his spies to find them by talking to someone they suspected to be a Christian. They would talk to the person, and while talking, the spies would draw on the ground like Christian symbols, like a fish or a rainbow or grapes and so on. So they would start the drawings, and the Christian would finish it. So they would draw part of it and stop, and then the Christian would complete it and draw the rest. Then the spy, they will know that they're talking to a Christian. The spies would know it. And then the spy would pretend themselves to be a Christian and ask where was the next meeting. And the Christian would tell them. And they would come and burst into the meeting and drag all the people to prison. All the Christians to prison. But soon the Christians became aware of that, of their tactics. So the spies had no more success in seeking the Christians out in that way. The Christians came up with something else because they were trying to gather Christians together so that they can have meetings as well. But they had to come up with another way. They would have another Christian to identify themselves by quoting part of a scripture. And if the other person could finish the scripture, then they knew that that person was a Christian. So Nero had the bright idea of having his spies to learn the scriptures so that they could trap more Christians. So the spies began studying the scriptures, studying the word of God. But Nero had a problem because his spies were being converted to Christianity the more they studied the scriptures. Of course, Nero was outraged. So when he did find Christians, he made them a public example. He would cut off their heads and place their heads on poles for all the city to see. Some Christians was used for sport, feeding them to lions or boiling them in oil, and then set them on fire and allow their bodies to be put on poles all throughout the city. Nero called them candlesticks so that they can light up the city at night. Still, even with all of that, the Romans and the Jews continued to reject God and his people, as it is written in Acts chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from among us." Even to this day, the world still rejects Jesus and Christianity. The world is doing everything they can to discredit God. They want to take him out of everything. They disobey his commandments. They try to change his word to fit their agenda. They even try to change his laws. But what's really strange to me is that many Christians reject the Lord also in this hour. Think about it, and you'll see it. Some of us, even check yourself out, some of us are not aware of it, but we Christians also reject the Lord in many ways, even small ways. For example, there was a time when my wife and I was moved by the Spirit to go to the store and pay for the groceries of certain people or give them money. So as we would go to the ones that the Spirit would lead us to, we were shocked to see that some of these people would not receive the money or allow us to pay for their groceries. You see, they were rejecting the hand of blessing, God's hand of blessing. I believe the Lord wanted us to see this for ourselves. Sometimes when God wants to bless us, we reject him. We reject the blessing. Some rejected us giving them money or paying for their groceries because they felt guilty, because they couldn't give us anything back. But we saw that that was just their foolish pride. They knew that they really needed it, but their pride just would not allow them to receive it. Some of the people resorted, when we were at the store, they reported us to the store manager. And he came to us, "Are you harassing these people?" All this kind of stuff. We're trying to bless the people. When we gave them the money or paid for their groceries, we did it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, making sure they knew that this was a gift from Jesus, a gift from God. But still, some of them rejected it. But those who did receive it, they were very, very blessed and grateful. And we made sure that they thanked the Lord for it. There was another time when we had some big boxes of food and some really good stuff was in these boxes. And once again, we went out in the street to different places, stores and so on, into their parking lots. And we leaned on the Lord to lead us to who he wanted us to give these boxes to. People were very hesitant and some rejected it. Then the Lord impressed me to introduce myself as Pastor T. Meyer. Then some of them were more acceptable. I approached this one lady with two big boxes. She was with her daughter, a little girl. I introduced myself and offered the boxes. But she said no. She was kind, but she said no, thank you. But her daughter said yes. She couldn't believe that her mother was rejecting this. The daughter knew the situation in their home, and the daughter knew that they needed this. So that daughter said yes. Then the mother changed her mind and accepted it. I prayed for both of them, especially the little girl, and she was so happy. She had a big smile on her face, and we went on our way. The point is that we sometimes pray for things, and when the blessing comes, we reject the very thing we prayed for. We need food, our rent paid. We need a ride somewhere, but when the answers of our prayers actually come, we sometimes reject it for whatever reason. When Paul prophesied to preach the gospel, when Paul tried to preach the gospel to the Jews, they rejected. And they rejected him and judged themselves unworthy. So he went to the Gentiles. Acts 13, verse 44 through 49. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. In other words, when the next Sabbath day came, the whole city came to hear Paul speak. But when the Jews saw the multitude, because a lot of people came, filled with envy. The Jews, the leaders, they were filled with envy because a lot of the multitude came to hear Paul and Barnabas speak. They were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. These were supposed to be God's people, but they were blaspheming the Lord. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, Jews. But seeing you put it from you, or rejected it, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. So now we're going to go to the other nations. For so hath the Lord commanded us. He commanded us to go to the other nations, saying, this is what the Lord said to them, I have set you to be a light of the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard, when these other nations heard the word, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region of the Gentiles. Because the Jews, who were supposed to be God's people, rejected God. We are coming to the place in this hour when people will do well if they receive us and the words we preach, because we will have the backing of heaven. God is doing something new now. It's not preaching like in the ordinary manner. God is anointing his people in a very powerful way that we will have the backing of heaven. So when we speak, we are speaking with the backing of heaven. Matthew 16, verse 19, I will give you the keys of the king of heaven's kingdom. I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven and to release on earth that which is released in heaven. We will be in union and oneness with heaven itself. When the Lord sends us out in this hour, we will be fully equipped with the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power, something that the world has not seen yet, but will see. We will have the keys of the kingdom, which means that we will have divine authority, which is the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is at this point that people must be very careful, because if they reject us, they will be punished because they are seriously rejecting God. They will go into condemnation. Mark 16, verse 15 through 18. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, he that continually believes and is baptized shall be saved. They shall be delivered. But he that believeth not, those that continue to reject and will not believe, shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That scripture didn't say that some of them would recover. It says they shall recover. You lay hands on the sick because God will have anointed you with a very powerful anointing. We must preach and teach the same thing that Jesus preached and taught. We must also do the works of Jesus Christ. John. Chapter 14, verse 12. Truly, truly, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, that means continually believe in the Lord. The works that I do shall he do also. Those same very works that Jesus did shall we do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. People are literally going to see Jesus Christ rising up from within you. Prepare yourself for this. It will be his light shining from within us, because he went to the Father to return to us in spirit in order to dwell in us. Isaiah 60 verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. It is the light of his Shekinah glory that will be seen, because Jesus, the light of the world, will be in us of a truth, and he will be clearly seen. And we will preach the true gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God. We will preach the good news of the kingdom of heaven, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This will be all one message, one teaching. It is the teaching that's contained in the pearl of great price. Now that is a message by itself. We will preach life into the world. Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel, remember now, Jesus is out there talking to the people, and they have been following him, and they see everything he did. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The Lord is speaking to the people. They have seen him do miracle after miracle, signs and wonders, all kinds of things. And then he said, this good news shall be preached. What good news? The good news that Jesus preached with signs and wonders and with miracles. That good news. The good news of the kingdom. The pure and real teaching of the kingdom must be followed with signs and wonders, because we are bringing the kingdom realm of God to this earth in the natural. We are making earth just like heaven. That's why we preach it as a witness for the world to see, because the people who hear the preaching of the kingdom will see the kingdom in us and around us. We will change the atmosphere. We will bring in the breath of God. People will begin breathing kingdom air, which is God's breath. And then, after we have preached the kingdom in all the world and demonstrated the kingdom, which is the age to come, we demonstrate the things in the kingdom, of the kingdom, after that the end shall come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of this is made possible by the Lord Jesus Christ. It could not be done except by the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to give him praise continually, because he is very much worthy of all.
In my eyes, never did I come to realize, no matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last. Lord, there are many to satisfy, yeah. when I think of all the things you've done for me. The way you changed my life, it's plain to see. Lord, you took upon your life all the sins of the world by dying on the cross at Calvary.
Scriptures for the week, Leviticus 20, verse 27, a man or woman who is a medium or spiritist among you must be put to death. You are to stone them. Their blood will be on their own heads. Revelation 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, for rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. Leviticus 20, verse 6, I will set my face against anyone who turns to mediums and spiritists to prostitute themselves by following them, I will cut them off from among their people. I will cut them off from among their people. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in and for being with us today. Remember that we're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time, so just dial in or look for the post and click on my picture to listen from your computer, or you can also listen for TNT, T. Myron Tasila, on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. for Christian Talk. And check your time zone, because remember, we're worldwide, so we're all over the place. So check your time zone, or once again, you can click on our picture and listen from your computer wherever you see the post. We thank you for being with us, and we will see you again next week. In the meantime, here's Spirit of the Lord upon me. You are listening to UCA Radio, Music and a Message. See you next week. Bye-bye.